So in many households, there may be two sets of dishware or tableware. There's the plain, ordinary kind, and then that is used every day, you know, those ordinary plates and cups and cutlery. But then there might be that fancyware that is brought out whenever there's a special occasion, maybe a fancy china, maybe spotless crystal and polished silverware. And in most homes, if they do have two sets, you certainly can tell when a guest is coming, because that's when the fancy stuff will be set out. All the other stuff that we often break or maybe abuse is used on the daily. In Paul's second letter of encouragement to Timothy, he encouraged Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 1, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And then he went on in verses 19 and 21 of chapter 2 to encourage Timothy and all who receive the grace of Jesus through faith to be vessels of honor, to be that special, like the plateware. He's essentially equating them to that you are of a higher value ordained by God. A vessel of honor is one of gold and silver, refined through the perseverance of the saints, fit to be of service to God. And we who believe have very much a responsibility in determining what quality of vessel we will be in the eyes of God. And so if you have your Bibles and want to turn to 2 Timothy and 2, verses 19 to 21, we read of Paul's encouragement. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. The foundation of God is his word, and Jesus being the word made flesh is the foundation of the church. According to Ephesians 2 verse 20, he is that chief cornerstone. No other foundation can we build upon. And all those who enter into relationship with God through Jesus, through believing upon his finished work on the cross, well, we are told repeatedly that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, sealed until the day of redemption, according to Ephesians 4 verse 30. And that is a great comfort, should be a great comfort to us, when we put our faith in him, that he is faithful above all. And as the good shepherd, Jesus knows his sheep. He knows us by name, knows us personally. He knows all beings, but he knows especially those who have come unto him. John 10 verse 14 speaks of him being that good shepherd who knows us. God has always known those who belong to him through faith. In fact, consistent throughout Scripture, we read in the Old Testament, Nahum, the prophet Nahum, wrote in 1 verse 7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him." Those that trust in him are known by God. And so there is great comfort, assurance for the believer. When one trusts in Jesus for salvation, they are not only saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit, but in fact are repurposed to honor God, turn from a vessel of dirt to a vessel of precious metal. Gold and silver are not considered precious because they are the strongest metal. In fact, they are not that strong at all. But because they are malleable in the crafter's hand, he can shape us, and they are of a higher quality that does not corrode or rust. If we are part of God's great household, we should be excited to serve in whichever role God has called us. We had a wonderful example of that yesterday with our men's supper. Faithful men who organize and put that on and willing to serve in a variety of ways without excuse, without complaint, but joyfully. We should be honored to serve in the church, and it should be our primary focus in life because we are called to serve directly the God of this universe, the Lord God, the one true God. And to many in churches, they are not feel that desire, maybe, not content, or they are content with doing as little as possible. Choose maybe only to serve when it is convenient, when it fits their schedule, or simply feel they don't need to serve at all in a meaningful way. But God doesn't want us to remain a vessel of wood or earth, but to grow in Christ and be productive for his purposes, to fulfill our duty and obligation to him, for he has plucked us from certain death, from condemnation, and certain eternal separation. And so we should make no mistake. We have a role within God's sanctifying process. Yes, it is God's work through the Holy Spirit in the believer's life, but we are to be malleable, not to be hardened metal, willing and desiring to be a vessel of higher honor to God and not content with being a vessel of dishonor. For in the end, the refiner's fire of our Lord will expose the quality of vessel we are or have been, and it will come with eternal consequence in God's household. We read of that in 1 Corinthians and chapter 3, a very familiar passage, I'm sure. 1 Corinthians 3 and verses 9 to 15, speaking of the household of God. Verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Notice there is no mention of the role, the specific role you work in the church body, or equated to the quality of your work. You are not a higher quality of vessel because you are a ministry leader or a well-known evangelist. No, you are made a higher quality of vessel in the way, in the faithfulness in which God has called you to serve. Not seeking the honor of man, but seeking to honor God. God is not a respecter of man. He is not impressed with titles we give ourselves. He is looking at our genuine desire to serve him and his church, and to do so faithfully, willingly, and wholeheartedly. And I close with Colossians 3, verses 23 to 25. Colossians 3, 23 to 25. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. And so may we be spurred on in our faith. Do not let the mediocrity mentality of our world cause us to falter in our walk. Just because others may be content with half-hearted service or no service at all doesn't mean we should. Because we are not doing it for ourselves, we are doing it for one another, but more specifically, we are doing it in service to a God who loves us, who cares for us. And so our labor is a reflection of that love he has shown to us, that we would love him. And our labor, when done for him and by him is never done in vain. And so may we be encouraged in that, knowing that there is a reward for those who serve faithfully to our Lord.